Hello everyone, it is the 1st of October and it's about 20 past 5 in the evening UK time. I thought I'd just give you a quick update on Johnny Dog and my quest for a new broadband and phone provider. So firstly, Johnny, I've had a phone call from the vet this afternoon. She had the results of Johnny's lumps and thank goodness everything is okay. The lump on his eye, well, the skin thing on his eyelid, he had one a few years ago on his right eye. This one was taken from his left eye. Should not come back again, although it's a case of never say never. There could be a slim possibility that one could grow back, but they're nothing cancerous or anything like that, so they're nothing nasty. They just, if they get big, they get quite uncomfortable for him and they could damage his eye, which would be serious. The lump on his side, he's had it as long as I've had him, to be fair. We just noticed that it got bigger, and we thought it was some kind of cyst, but apparently it's something very unusual, and it's that unusual that the vet had never even heard of it herself before, and it's to do with some kind of trauma, because she said to me, do you know if he's been bumped when he's been out, or has he had some trauma to that area? I don't know. Anyway, what it is, as a result of this trauma, the collagen in his skin has like lumped up, if that makes sense. And it's that's been the lump. So what caused it, I have no idea. Like I said, he had it before he had it when I got him, so, and he were 18 months old when I got him, so. Anyway, at least he's okay. I've got to take him back on Monday, which will be the 6th, just for a check-up on his stitches and things like that, so. And his blood, he had some blood tests and they've come back okay, so that's good. One less thing to worry about. So, on to broadband and phone providers. As many of you know, I was talking about this on Twitter yesterday. I even did a boo about it. So, anyway, I was looking at Plusnet. I've counted BT out of the equation. Even though their fibre is good, to be fair. I've counted them out, so we're left between Plusnet and TalkTalk. TalkTalk came recommended to me. One of my friends told me last night that TalkTalk have got a deal on their basic broadband. Is £1.75, which is half price, apparently, for their basic broadband. So I thought, oh, I'll go on and have a look. TalkTalk, you fail. Your website is inaccessible. I've used 3 different operating systems, 4 internet browsers, and 3 screen readers. And can I read that website? No. I can't read any of the prices. I can buy things if I want, but I can't read any of the prices. So I don't know how much things cost. I don't know if it's cheap. I can't see. I can't see what it goes from and to. So say, for example, something were for 6 months. I don't know what it goes to after that 6 months. And it's absolutely crazy. I can't read anything on their, well, prices, especially on their website. It's mad. A lot of it is some kind of images, I think. So, this is a complaint about TalkTalk. Because you're crap. basically. Your accessibility is crap. Well, according to me, it is. If anybody else has had a similar problem with TalkTalk, then let me know. Send me a DM on Twitter if you follow me. If not, give me a mention at ClaireBland1. Also, what else were I going to say about TalkTalk? The thing that worries me is if it's not very accessible now while I'm trying to look at prices and decide whether I want to place an order and be one of their customers, what is it going to be like if I did actually go for it and decide to be one of their customers when I've got to log in and check my bill and things? How easy is that going to be to do? So if anyone's a TalkTalk customer who uses screen reading software, then please let me know. Let me know how you get on, because I'm intrigued. It's one of them things that I find very frustrating, to be fair. So anyway, TalkTalk, you fail. Bye for now. I'm back again because I wanted to add that I know people will say to me, yeah, but Claire, you can ring. Yes, I can ring. But am I going to get the same deal over the phone as what I'm supposedly trying to get online? And another thing, I can't read the prices. So how can I assess whether that's good or not, if that makes sense? Right, I am off now. I'm going to get some tea because I'm hungry.